And now to our talking point segment with today's guest commentator for the final time this year, Tori Shepherd, acting editor of The Punch. Hello, Tori.
Hello, the final time indeed.
Yes, yes, it's that time of the year. And it's also that time of the year for truly peculiar stories. This one is almost stranger than fiction. A former Queensland health manager appeared in court today, charged with, I think, $11 million worth of fraud. We have to be careful what we say because these are allegations. The matter is before the courts. But this fellow, according to all the reports, had been living the high life, and the allegation is pretending to be a Tahitian prince.
And it sounds like it was quite easy for him to do so,
yes.
Which is the really surprising thing about it all. It makes me think maybe I could adopt another personality and have a whale of a time.
Well, this is right. I mean, this will sort its way out through the courts, but the allegation and the report is that the $11 million was allegedly stolen in one single transaction as the result of a forged check.
And look, again, allegations are that it was meant to go towards charities.
Mm.
So it raises a lot of questions, doesn't it, about how that money flow is monitored, where the checks and balances are done, and it's not the first time that there's been a bungling within that, what sounds like a behemoth of a system.
Mm.
And I'm sure most of the health systems are.
Well, this is an absolutely massive organisation, Queensland Health. I did some work on a story around Queensland Health some years ago. If it were a public company, it would be something like one of the top 10 companies in the country. It employs thousands and thousands of people. It's huge, and this is hugely embarrassing for the already embattled Queensland government and Premier Anna Bligh. She was palpably angry when this story broke. Because Queensland Health, this is the body that, Dr. Death, Dr. Patel, the payroll bungle, and now this.
And whenever you hear of these cases, you think, I've dealt with bureaucracies and I know that every little box has to be ticked, signed off, moved on to the next stage. You know, there are so many processes to go through and the processes are so strict. So when you hear of enormous gaping holes sort of opening up, you have to wonder how that happens. Is it that the whole system is just failing and can no longer keep track of the wheels and cogs within it? I mean, even SA Health, which is it's still for South Australia a massive organisation, but smaller than Queensland. Even things like computer systems not matching up across different areas and lines of communication not being too clear and having this huge workforce that may not all be full-time, may not all know the processes. But it's just not good enough when such thankfully, obviously, unlike Dr. Death, no one's been directly harmed.
Yeah, well, the Premier, Anna Bligh, in Queensland, has said the culture of this organisation is beyond repair. In fact, Queensland Health, as I understand it, is to effectively be abolished and restructured into two separate organisations. KPMG's got the gig. Apparently in 42 days they have to decide how to break this organisation up. You wouldn't really want that job, would you?
Well, you wouldn't, but I guess it's their only option, both politically and practically. I mean, they can't go on. If there's one more bungle, I mean, even this could be, you know, a huge political problem for the Bligh government.
Mm.
But one more bungle, and obviously it will come if such huge ones have happened, and they can't just keep excusing it. So they have to do something dramatic. I don't know whether splitting it in two is the answer. It sounds awfully confusing.
And already, people concerned about hospital waiting lists and the fact that, you know, there's not enough money to fund the system. It's just a very bad look for the government.
It is. And look, the Dr. Death case as well, that sort of was one of the factors that forced the end of some of the state-based accreditation systems and moved that up to a national level. So these incidents and whatever turns out to have been the case in this particular one, whenever these incidents happen, they do have massive ramifications both for how departments operate and for the government in charge of the time.
Mm. Good to talk to you, Tori, and thanks for your time all of this year.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Paul.
Have a great Chrissy, etc. Tori Shepherd, the acting editor of the punch. That's it for today, but I'll be back tomorrow for the final ever Australia Talks. That's right, after all these years, we're calling it a day. Make sure you listen in tomorrow for the last Australia Talks. We'll be taking a look at the road trip holiday. You remember the days when you packed the kids in the back seat and chucked the suitcases in the boot and took to the open road? Used to be a staple Australian holiday. Not anymore. What's the future of the road trip? That's Australia Talks tomorrow. Speak to you then.